790 KFGO time, 13 minutes after 11 o'clock, and we have time once again, as we sometimes get, with John Strand. John Strand is the High Plains reader. He is also a Fargo school board member, and that's the reason we've had him on recently. And the High Plains Reader is still accepting votes for the Best Of category, by the way. Just thought I'd mention that through April Fool's Day. And John Strand is in here to make an announcement, and we'd like to welcome you. John, it's a pleasure to see you.
Thank you, Jack and Sandy. It's always a pleasure to be on your program and be with connecting to your audience.
It was this morning when I was getting into my car early to go to the gym, and I saw my John Strand for School Board sign that I'd had in my yard, right by my Mike Williams sign. But I thought of you, and there is a reason.
Well, there is a good reason. There's signs of things to come, perhaps. Jack, I've decided after considerable thought to throw my name into the race for Fargo City Commission. And there's an opportunity that has come with Brad Wimmer stepping down to run for mayor. There's a vacancy. There will be some new people on the ballot, and I'm pretty humbled and daunted by the challenge of doing my best at something like this. But after 6 years of being in public service and in the capacity I've had with the school board and facilities, visualization and planning, and my connection to families and kids and people across the spectrum, especially people who are at risk or in need, I think there's a voice that I hope to bring at least to the debate. As people are considering who they'll vote for June 10th. So that's what's on my agenda today.
John Strand has thrown his name into the running for the Fargo City Commission. And earlier today, I was talking to a coworker, and I thought, even though it's a simple question, it's short, and I think less is more. What does a Fargo City Commissioner do, John?
Well, they represent the people. As policy, as legislation, as budgeting happens, They are the voice and the face of the citizens, and as decisions are worked through and come to, so that's my would be my role, is to be a connect and a mirror of the people.
John, what do you consider the most important role that you could play on the Fargo City Commission?
I think what I would be about is for the greater public good. I would be about trickling decisions down, boiling them down to how it impacts people, how it impacts our citizens, how it affects their lives. I think that voice has to always be there and be part of our dialogue.
And I've seen from some of the notes that you provided me that you would like to advocate for home ownership and affordable housing and rental situations?
You know, I sure would. There's kind of a flip-flop situation here where we have over maybe some say 53 or so percent of our population living in apartments. And it really should be the other way around. They should be in homes. So there's something up there. And in my mind, that's a need, is to help facilitate people getting into their own homes for the long haul, for the greater good. And there's issues with people who are tenants, and whether their rights are representative or they're advocated for, and so those issues being having affordable housing, having the option of, and I'll throw one more thing in there. I feel strongly about looking at the issues of our core inner city neighborhoods, and what we can do to strengthen them. We have incentive plans for people to move out into new sections of town, but we also know that there's neighborhoods that are there, are already built, already in place, that have schools that maybe even have room for more kids. So that's a topic that I would advance into that overall overview of housing is our families with kids and getting them up into the core inner cities.
I've occasionally see you in the downtown part of our community, and maybe we could touch on that when we return here in a moment, okay?
Absolutely.
John Strand is running for Fargo City Commission. He is with us here on KFGO. And when will you turn in your paperwork and all of that?
That's where I'm going next, Jack.
Okay. Well, it's really nice to have you do it here on this show. We appreciate that. Now, the downtown. One thing I say is that we keep bringing more amenities to downtown and how nice it is, but maybe we're just spoiled, but after this winter, sometimes we don't want to walk forever. How about downtown and parking?
Well, downtown has really turned. And I remember when we arrived here in the late 90s and downtown wasn't in as good a place as it is now. The vision of the community and the momentum has turned that tide to the point where it's one of the most exciting downtowns anywhere in the country you can go to. Even big cities, they're not as hopping as our downtown, but there are needs that accompany that. And those needs include parking, for example. You mentioned that. It's a huge need. And we need to not penalize people for coming downtown. We need to figure out ways to give them a place to put their vehicle, to go do their shopping, to go to the Fargo Film Festival, and not be looking at their clock and going, I got to get out. It's 90 minutes. I'm going to get a ticket. And so on. We need to do that. And there's lots of spaces to build parking ramps. Let's just go at it and do what we need to do, because it's going to continue going forward.
They can be lucrative businesses.
They absolutely are.
And I also think all of us who speak like I do about that should remember that even if there are parking garages, you're still going to have to walk. So it's not going to alleviate that, but will be a good place to park. One other thing I would like to ask you, John, one thing I've admired about you since going on the school board is I think you said that you would not use your position or the fifth estate for your school board positions and such. How about on the city commission?
I believe strongly in that, Jack, that I can't cross over and wear multiple hats without muddying the waters. I don't believe that it's appropriate for somebody who's in the newspaper business, for example, me, to do my battles there. If they're public issue battles and I'm at the table as a board member. So in some ways it's cost me and the public, because I used to be very vocal in my newspaper, our newspaper, about things school related and public votes and things like that, taxes that continue on into, you know, and so on. I just was very, very vocal about these things. And I had to take that voice to the table as a representative of the people. So yes, I hold strong to that.
Can you serve two masters on the school board and the city commission?
That's such a good question, and I worked through this. Here's where I'm at. I have two more years as a school board member. And the last time I ran, I was one of 11 candidates. I had a voice of support of the public to go do the job that they need done, and I'm one of their representatives. I'll finish my term if I get elected. I'll wrap that up, and I'll do well as opposed to an appointed interim somebody for 2 years. I don't believe in leaving your job that you've said you will do.
John Strand, running for Fargo City Commission. Thank you for joining us today on KFGO. There's paparazzi that wants to see you. They've been taking your picture already.
Thank you, Jack and Sandy, very, very sincerely.